Staying with Paris now, we turn to the other big story in France today, the second round of regional elections and an apparent pullback from successes by the National Front of Marine Le Pen. Joining us is Adam Nossiter, Paris correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Adam, what has happened in these elections that appears to be quite opposite to what we were talking about just last week at this time?
The conventional wisdom a week ago was misdirected because anybody who's been following the National Front and French politics would have known that in the second round of elections, the National Front typically does very badly. This has been the pattern for 15, 20 years, so that the first round results are always quite deceptive.
Would you say that the election result a week ago had anything to do or nothing to do with the Paris terrorist attacks and all the talk about xenophobia and fear of refugees?
Well, yes. I mean, the front increased its score. The far right National Front increased its score from its previous record in the first round of voting by about 3 percentage points. And it was, in fact, the top vote getter among the three major parties in France. And that did have a lot to do with the Paris terrorist attacks, at least according to pollsters. People were telling the pollsters that they were leaning towards the National Front because they were scared, and they're still scared. So, yes, the front picked up a lot of votes because of the terrorist attacks. There's no question about that.
The Economist headline today is that, Marine Le Pen is down but not out, and that they will be back. It sounds like you're saying that, no, in fact, it looks more like they are stuck in a third role here in French politics for the indeterminate future. What do you think?
Well, I think France is essentially a two-party country. There are those who are for the National Front and those who are against it. Those who are for it are clearly in a minority. They're about 30% of the vote, and I don't see that growing. The Front is not capable of forming alliances with any of the other mainstream parties, and I do think that there's a limit to its vote.
But is it a twist? Is it a structural change in some sense that the left, the socialists, made a strategic gambit to basically throw their voters to Nicolas Sarkozy's center-right party, and that if that continues, it diminishes support for the socialists in France overall?
Well, the socialists have done this before, and actually the mainstream right-wing parties have also done that. That is, withdraw in the second round in order to block the front. I don't think that it diminishes the socialists. In fact, the socialists did much better than anybody expected they would. They took 5 of the 13 regions, and they were expected to be washed out. What it could have the effect of doing, though, is increase the frustration level of front voters who see their party being systematically excluded from taking power by this de facto alliance between the mainstream parties. And if that frustration builds, that could be problematic for French democracy. Yes, that's true, because there's a whole segment of voters, the National Front voters, who feel unjustly excluded from sharing power.
How would that express itself? In electoral terms, you've described what seems like an equilibrium, but what's the wild card here?
The French have a tradition of taking to the street to express their grievances, and worse, French history is studded with mass expressions of popular discontent. I don't think we're anywhere close to that yet, but I do see frustration among National Front voters. And Marine Le Pen, rather than becoming more conciliatory towards potential allies on the right, only seems to become more radical and more harsh in her political discourse. We saw that last night in her concession speech, which was really not a concession speech at all. It was a further declaration of war against, you know, what she characterizes as the political establishment. So I think that this exclusion of the National Front increases the radicality of the party and of its electorate.
Adam Nossiter is Paris correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Adam, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.